Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, testing 1, 2, 3, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, testing 1, 2, 3, this is Srila Prabhupada's microphone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam class, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text 42, recorded June 23rd, 1975.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Surya Agni Kham Marud Deva, Soma, Sandhya, Ahani, Disha, Kam, Ku, Swayam, Dharma, Iti, Hyete, Daihyasya, Sakshina, Suryogni kam murud deva. Suryogni kam murud deva. Somak sandhya hani disha. Somak sandhya hani disha. Kam kuk swayam dharma iti. Kam kuk swayam dharma iti. Yete daihyasya sakshina. Yete daihyasya sakshina. Suryogni kam marud deva. Somak sandhyahani disha. Kam kuk swayam dharma iti. Yete daihyasya sakshina. Suryogni kam marud deva. Somak sandhyahani disha. Kam kuk swayam dharma iti. Yete daihyasya sakshina. Suryogni kam marud deva. Somak sandhyahani disha. Kam kuk swayam dharma iti. Yete daihyasya sakshina. The sun god. Agni, the fire. Kam, the sky. Marut, the air. Deva, the demigod. Soma, the moon. Sandhya, the evening or night. Ahani, the day. Disha, the directions. Kam, the water. Ku, the land. Swayam, personally. Dharma, Lord Yamaraj. Iti, thus. He, indeed. Ete, all of them. Dahyasya, in relationship to those who are embodied in the material elements. Sakshina, the witnesses. The sun, fire, sky, air, demigods, moon, evening, day, night, directions, water, land, and the Supersoul himself, all are witnesses, all witness the activities of the living entity.
Surjogni khang marud deva. Soma, Sandha, Ahoni, Disha, Kam, Ku, Sang, Dharma, Iti, Jiti, Daiyasa, Sakshi. Sometimes foolish people challenge, so who has seen? Who has seen? Sometimes they argue as Christian philosophers that if I am suffering the resultant action of my past life, then where is the witness that I have done something wrong in my past life? Where is the witness? So to them, this is the answer, that God has created so many witnesses. But the first witness is Surya, the sun. How you can go away from the sunlight? Anywhere you go, we are in this room. Because it is daytime, the sunlight is there. Surya, Agni. Agni means fire. We have to touch with fire in so many ways. The factories are working fire. The electric powerhouse, the electricity, the oven, the kitchen, fire. So, Agni, Surya, Agni, Khang, Akash, sky. Where you can escape sky? Within the room there is sky, outside the sky, up the sky, down the sky. Everywhere sky. Surya, Agni, Khang, Marut, air. Where is no air? Every place there is air. Deva. Deva means the Supreme Lord. What is that Deva? Demigods are God. God is associated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam vidyesha jnatishtati. Deva. Sandhya. In the morning, there is sun. In the evening, there is moon. And Sandhya, Ahoni, Ahoni means day, and Disha, the direction, east, west, north, south, then corner, then up and down, these are called Disha. Kong, then water, and Ku means the land. Kong, Ku, Sang, Dharma, and the Dharmaraj. Dharmaraj, Jamaraj, he is present. Iti, thus, he indeed, ete, all these. Daihasa, Daihasa means one who has accepted this body, material body. A living entity who has accepted this material body, he has to work. This is called field of work. In the Bhagavad Gita it is called what is called? Chit? Khetra. Khetra, Khetragya. I am Khetragya. I am the soul. I know this is my body. I never say, I the body, my body, never say, I body. Nobody says. So, Daiyasa, any sane man, he knows that I am not this body, it is my body. I never say, I finger, my finger. I never say, I head, my head. So, this body is mine. So, anyone who has accepted this body, Daiyasa, And whatever he is doing, it is all being witnessed by so many witnesses. How can you avoid? How can you do something very secretly? That is not possible. Everything is being noted. And so punishment or reward, you will have to accept, because you are not independent. We foolishly say independent, we don't care for anybody, there is no God, but there is death, that you have to believe. So, that death is God. Krishna said, Aham mrityu sarva harascha. One who does not see God during lifetime, so he'll see God at the time of death. So there is no question of not seeing God. Here is God, Krishna. He's standing, he's so merciful, he has come to this temple so that we can take the advantage of seeing him. But we are seeing him still an idol, or something, stone or wood. He does not know that because we cannot see now, at the present moment, without being wood or stone or something material. So Krishna has very kindly come to me so that I can see him in a form which I can see. That is his mercy. We have repeatedly said this. Therefore, we should never think Arche Vishnu Shiladhi, the worshipable deity Krishna Vishnu, as made of stone. In the higher sense, the stone is also Krishna. It's Krishna's energy. Just like if you go to the street, you may see the sun in the sky, but when you are within the room, you may not see the sun in the sky directly, but because it is daytime, therefore we can understand there is sun on the sky. Similarly, we do not require to see God directly. We can see him through his energy. Just like in a telephone hangar, as soon as somebody speaks, immediately see him. How it is possible? By his word. Immediately see him. You are in a closed room, somebody knocking, and you say, "Who is he?" He says, "I am." So immediately by his voice you can see. Why do you want to see directly? We can see anything by his energy. Just like if you feel heat here, then immediately you become alert. Oh, there must be some fire. If there is some smoke, immediately you can understand there is fire. So, by intelligence and by the energy of God, you can see God. That is intelligence. So Krishna says, Bhumi rapa analo vayu khagamano buddhiri vacha ahankara iti mi bhinna bhakti astada. It is my energy. So stone is also energy of Krishna, but you have not eyes to see Krishna in the stone. That is your limit. Krishna said that this is my energy, just like you can see, by energy you can see the energetic. Similarly, by seeing Krishna's energy, you can see Krishna. Therefore, those who are advanced devotees, for them, there is nothing material. Everything is Krishna. Savar jangam dakhi na dakhi tar. actually, Vaishnava is actually monist, because he does not see anything except Krishna. Anything he sees, this is Krishna's energy. So it is not Krishna. The Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya tatamidam sarvam. I am expanded everywhere. Abhakta murtina. Abhakta means not manifest. He is in the fire, he is in the water, he is in the land, he is in the sky, everywhere. He is in the mind, he is in intelligence, his soul, his pattern. So Krishna is everywhere. Simply, you have to make your eyes how to see him. That is prema. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva hridaye subhyogaya. Those are santa, saintly person. They always see Krishna. Why? Premanjana churita. Because he is in love with Krishna. Just like you have your beloved child, although he is out of sight, you can see him in his shoe, in his cloth, in his toys. Oh, it is my child. That requires praying. Similarly, if you have knowledge, theoretical knowledge even, that everything is Krishna's energy, and if you have love for Krishna, with reference to the context, whatever you see Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Perfection of Krishna consciousness. You cannot see anywhere where there is no Krishna. This is for the devotee. For the ordinary person, these are the descriptions. That the Surya, the sun is also Krishna, the fire is also Krishna, the sky is also Krishna, the air is also Krishna, the moon is also Krishna, the evening is Krishna, daytime is Krishna. Then how we can avoid Krishna? Krishna says that I am matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. Krishna is everywhere. You cannot avoid Krishna. Simply on account of your foolishness, Maya is covering your eyes to see Krishna. So, māmi vaja prabhadante māyā me tāṁ tarantite. If you surrender to Krishna, then Maya's curtain will be taken away and we'll see Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. This is it. Then you become perfect. As soon as you learn how to see Krishna everywhere. This is an art, transcendental art, spiritual art, how to see Krishna. Then you become perfect. That is one thing. So, the devotee of Krishna, they know that everywhere is Krishna and I cannot do anything concealing myself from the eyes of Krishna. Therefore, I should not do anything which is sinful. This is the first step of advancing in Krishna consciousness. We are thinking that although we are doing this sinful activity, Krishna cannot see. No, Krishna will see. You should always know that. Krishna will see. And Krishna says, that unless one is free from all sinful activities, he cannot be engaged in full devotional service of Krishna consciousness. Jesham antagatam tu papam jananam punna karmana te dandamaha nirmutta bhajanti mandir. So, we should willfully try to become his seeing. But there are two kinds of seeing. When you act sinfully, that is also being seen by Krishna, And when you are serving him, that is also being seen by Krishna. So we have to be seen by him, that we are actually acting for him as his servant. Then we will be recognized. You cannot conceal him. He is seeing. He can see everything. But when you act sinfully, then the Maya's curtain prohibits you not to see Krishna. But when you actually surrender to him, then you can see Krishna is present, he is seeing everything. That is one thing. My Guru Maharaj used to say that don't try to see Krishna. Try to become being seen by Krishna. That is one thing. You cannot see Krishna so long. Atasya Krishna Namadi Navhavid Graiham Indriyai. So long we have got these material eyes, material senses, we cannot hear. Others may chant Hare Krishna, he is enjoying, and others they are thinking, disturbing. The same chanting. So because one has got this material ear, he is thinking it is disturbing. And one who has got spiritual ear, then he is enjoying, oh, here is Hare Krishna chant. This is the difference. So we have to purify our senses, then we shall see Krishna, we shall know that Krishna is seeing us, our activities, our sinful activities, and we have to suffer for this. We have to accept similar body, that Krishna says, Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddhesu arjuna tishtati, brahmayam sarva bhutani jantra rurhani maya. Everybody of us, we are getting a new type of body. This is a jantra, this is a machine given by Krishna through the agency of material nature. This body is made of material nature. I am the owner of the body or driver of the body. And Krishna is the giver. We should always know. Krishna is sitting within us and he knows what kind of body I am desiring. He is immediately ordering material nature that you give him such and such body, and she is ready. She can manufacture millions of types of body in a second, material nature. That we have seen nature, how all of a sudden all the trees become green. Yesterday, a day before yesterday, there was no leaf. And third day, in the morning, you see all the trees are full with leaves. How it is done? So nature is so powerful, immediate. So therefore, similarly, our bodies, your body, my body, millions and trillions and numberless bodies, immediately created. Prakitekriyamanani, gunai karmani. So we have to study like that. How prakriti is working. The prakriti is not under your control. That prakriti is working under the supervision of Krishna. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. As soon as Krishna says, now make all the trees leafless. He says, make all the trees with all leaves. That is God. That is prakriti. Try to understand like that. Why you compare your silly intelligence with God's intelligence? I cannot do it, therefore God cannot do it. I cannot see God, therefore God cannot see me. These rascals are evil. Because I am an insignificant creature, khudra adapi, khudra is very, very insignificant. I am comparing myself with the intelligence of God. So we have to give up this nonsense idea as knowledge. We have to understand God as it is said in the Shastras. Practically, we have to judge. Then we shall understand God, His intelligence, how He is working. Because in the previous verse it is said, Jina sadhamni ami bhava rajas rajasatta tamomaya guna nama kriya rupai vibhavanti yathal. Everything is being supplied by the nature, by the order of Krishna. According to the modes of nature, we are contaminated. Guna nama. As we are infected with a certain type of guna, immediately our body, activities, name, we have contacted, contaminated with tamogun. There are so many animals in the tamogun, trees, plants, tamogun, darkness, no knowledge. So, similarly, satogun. If you associate with satogun, then you get the body of a brahmana, intelligent man, saintly man. Everything is ready. It requires only our association, that's all. Therefore, the advice is that you all become the topmost qualified man. That is the propaganda of Krishna consciousness. Become first-class, topmost man. Don't remain. Tamasi ma. Don't remain in darkness. This is our only request. Otherwise, why we are making this propaganda? Because Krishna wants. We are all servants of Krishna. Therefore, our only aim is to serve Krishna. And Krishna wants that save these rascals from Rajugun, Tamagun, bring them transcendent to Satogun, and they will be happy. This is Krishna's desire. Nishtarigunna Bhavad. Arjuna, you become above the three gunas. That is the Krishna's desire. Why you are bothering with these gunas? This is my body, this is my family, this is this, this is this, this is this. You are arguing so much. Therefore, Krishna said, Nishtai Gunna Bhavari. These are on the material platform. Come to the spiritual platform. Ultimately, he said that you are my very dear friend. Therefore, I am disclosing to you the most confidential knowledge. Sarva dharmaan parityajya mamamihaha. This is the holiness act. So all these shastras, all these Vedas, all these knowledge, they are simply leading to Krishna consciousness. Veda is chasadvai ahameva veda. But in the Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to go step by step. People are so fallen, so much engrossed in Rajagun and Tamagun. Therefore, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has empowered the holy name of God. That simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you can make equal progress than in other ages. Kalauta dhari kirtana, krite jadhyayato vishnu titayang jajato makhai, dāpare parijajjāyāṁ kalautad harikītana. This is the injunction of the Shastra, that in the Satya-yoga, people used to live for 100,000 of years. At that time, you could meditate upon for 60,000 years, still 40,000 years you can live perfectly. But it is not possible now. Therefore, the Supreme perfection attained in the Satya Yuga by meditation was possible in the next Yuga, Treta Yuga, by performing sacrifices. Titayang jajato makhai. Dapare parichajayang, the next stage, by worshipping deity. Parichajayang. Kalota dhari kirtanat, the same result will get. Because Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to be fixed up in meditation or to perform very costly yajnas or to perform worship of the deity. That is also difficult. I am very well pleased that you are worshipping deity very nicely, courteously. But in India you will find there are so many temples. Of course it requires the energy. Otherwise, here also, there are so many churches, now that being closed. This church, this was a church, now it was closed. There is no customer. Now it is filled up. Why? The same church, the same man, the same spot. It is due to real knowledge. So if you go on simply opening centers, if there is no knowledge, then it will again become a closed church someday. So don't do that. Before opening a center, you must have perfect worshipper, perfect devotees, not perfect, at least those who are willing to become. Then open. Otherwise, simply chant, Kalota Dhari Kirtana. That will never be impure. Anywhere you chant, you will be successful. Anywhere. Sit down, if you chant without any offense, then Kalota Dhari Kirtana. But if possible, open nice centers, worship nicely, and that's very good. But if you are unable to do anything, either the meditation or offering sacrifices, worshipping the deity, in this age, simply if you sincerely chant without an offense, then your life is sure to be successful. Thank you very much.